WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
It's almost hard to remember now that when it first came out in 1970, Joe stirred up a pop culture controversy. This drama starred a then-unknown Peter Boyle as a bitter Queens, New York working stiff who was the precursor to Archie Bunker. Joe sat in his neighborhood bar throwing back Boilermakers and inveighing against hippies and blacks and welfare and, well, here, let him tell you.
Welfare. They get all that welfare money. They even get free rubbers. And think they use them? Hell no, the only way they make money is making babies. They sell the rubbers. And then they use the money to buy booze. They got them living in hotels at $50 a day, $1,000 a month. Now they want charge accounts. Charge accounts. I ain't even been inside Macy's and they want charge accounts. All you gotta do is act black and the money rolls in. And the kids, the white kids, they're worse than the niggas. And don't tell me about communists.
Director John Avildsen went on to make big, dumb blockbuster hits like Rocky and The Karate Kid, and the ideas behind Joe weren't exactly subtle either. What was subtle was Peter Boyle's acting. At the time of filming, Boyle was barely older than some of the young actors portraying the hippies that Joe loathed. This movie was clearly intended as a rabble-rouser that would appeal to moviegoers tired of all the anti-Vietnam, idealized youth culture films that were popping up at the time. Three of these have also been released on video cassette in recent months. Like Joe, they all came out in 1970. There's Getting Straight, starring Elliot Gould as an anti-war grad student. His girlfriend is Candace Bergen. Their big scene occurs when Gould and Bergen make love in the midst of a campus riot. This movie does not hold up well. There's also The Strawberry Statement, based on the autobiography of James Simon Kunin, who these days writes about celebrities for People magazine. It stars Bruce Davison and Kim Darby, who make love behind a mimeograph machine during a campus riot. Remember mimeograph machines? This movie does not hold up well either. And there's RPM, written by Eric Siegel, author of Love Story. It stars Anthony Quinn as a university president troubled by anti-war protests. He gets to make love with Anne Margaret during a campus riot, but even so, this movie holds up worst of all. It's ironic that the film with the worst politics is the most watchable in 1989, but of all these looks back at a bygone era, Joe is the one to check out.